I had something special to ask Biddy. Biddy, I said, when we were alone, don't you think you could teach Joe a bit?
What do you mean, teach him?
Asked Biddy.
Well, I love dear old Joe more than anyone else, but his education and manners could be improved.
Biddy opened her eyes very wide.
Oh, she said. So his manners aren't good enough, then? Oh, they're all right for here, but when I receive my fortune, I want him to meet important people and behave correctly. Haven't you ever thought,
asked Biddy, not looking at me,
that he wouldn't want to meet important people? He wouldn't want to be taken away from this job that he does well and the village where he's loved?
Now, Biddy, I said crossly,
are you jealous of my good luck? I didn't expect this of you. This is a bad side of your character, Biddy. Whether you scold me or thank me, I'll always do my best for the family at all times. And I'll always remember you, whatever you think of me, said poor Biddy.
I was not pleased with this interview, and thought it was strange that the news of my expectations had not made me happier. When I went into town to order my new clothes, Mr. Pumblechook was waiting for me at the door of his shop.
My dear friend, if you will allow me to call you that, he cried, shaking both my hands, let me congratulate you on your fortune. Nobody deserves it more than you.
He seemed so much more sensible than before that I agreed to have lunch with him.